In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Well, we had a nice June, cool, real rainy. I'm kind of longing for June. I don't know about you. July is here. It's always fascinating to see how intense the heat can get down here in the South, and how quickly that happens. Very intense days. In today's gospel, we see another example of intensity, the intensity of evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, having just rebuked the winds and the sea in the midst of a great storm, and as this passage indicates, and quote unquote, brought about great calm. What a wonderful way to express that. In the midst of this great storm, the disciples that were with him, and they were scared to death, and you and I would have been as well. In the midst of it, the Lord was asleep. He wasn't too concerned about this storm that was so fierce and so intense. And so they woke him up, and it was almost as if he said, "Oh, that? You woke me up for this?" And they were scared to death. They thought they were going to die. So we see, though, on the heels of that miracle, that manifestation of his deity, we see another type of disturbance being presented. And that is this terrible situation with these two men were possessed by evil spirits. Possessed in such a state of intensity that no one could even pass by them. They were so fierce. That was the adjective used in the reading today, fierce. So in these back-to-back encounters, the Lord demonstrates his authority and power as God to exercise total control over very real powers that caused men to fear and tremble. In the case of the storm, our Lord was asleep, as I've already indicated, while his disciples were panicking for their lives. And he chastised them after he had quieted the storm for their lack of faith. This is not the only time that he chastised his disciples for not having faith in him, for not believing in him, for not trusting that he would do what he said he would do, and that he would always be faithful, and that he would always be there. We've got to always come back to that, don't we? That very basic, very simple in one way, sense of a faith and trust relationship with the one who made us. One might say that the disciples failed to believe and trust that God could save them. The ferocity of this storm was certainly matched by the ferocity of the demons that had taken up residence in these two poor men. Saint Theophylact wrote that while the disciples were still trying to understand what manner of man Christ was in his ability to calm this terrible storm, ironically, they got their answer from these two demons. The demon said when he was in their presence, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God?" A testimony from the demons, no less, as to his divinity. They would say that not in way of praise or veneration or adoration, let me put it that way. They were in torment. They were tormented by the presence of Christ because they wanted to cause suffering upon mankind, and he prevented that. They were not confused about who God is, about who Christ is. So these very same demons, being fully aware of who Christ is, and we find that they are totally submissive to him. Totally submissive. They actually characterized the Lord's interaction with them as torment. The darkness hates the light. And so they asked the Lord's permission, these fierce demons that were so fierce that no man could even begin to approach them. They asked the Lord's permission to enter the swine, which was granted to them by the Lord, and the herd of swine met their tragic death as they drowned. There are many other things that could be said about this passage. I'm not going to focus any further on the swine, but today we are concerned with the confrontation with evil. Every day in this fallen world, you and I are confronted with the presence of evil. We live in a fallen world, and we are not immune from this presence of evil and the resultant sin and darkness that comes from it. Our first concern regarding evil must be to determine continually through self-examination if it is in us. Repentance and confession are essential in this battle. Elder Sofroni writes in his excellent book, His Life is Mine, "When we repent, resolutely condemning ourselves before God and man, we are cleansed within. The water in the glass is purified, having been passed through the spiritual filter of repentance. So when I make my confession, I convict myself of every evil, because there is no sin in all the world of which I am not guilty, even if only for a second." And there he is alluding, of course, not only to the actual carrying out of certain sins, but even the contemplation of those things, which our Lord made it very clear is also sin. Evil thoughts. Our faith is not in ourselves, but it is in the one true God, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. While it is true that we must contend with the forces of darkness each and every day, let us remember, dearly beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, and believe and trust in the one who made us. He loves us. He longs to save us. Let us never doubt or forget that he rules the universe and the forces of darkness. He rules them. It's not even close. He rules them. And he wants to teach you and I, not just in a theoretical way, but in actuality, to rule the forces of darkness ourselves. And we can, by his grace only. He loves each one of us, and he will empower us to face evil no matter when or where we encounter it, and not only to face it, but to overcome it. Some of our sinful habits can seem to be insurmountable. They are not insurmountable. You need to start believing that. If you don't believe that, you need to work on yourself. You need to start believing that whatever sins seem to come back, you know, over and over and over into your life, you need to understand that those things are surmountable. It is not inevitable that you be led around like a ring in your nose by these addictive passions that can take us away from God so quickly. Let us look to God for strength and for courage, and let us take our stand against evil, no matter where we see it or in what form we encounter it. It can appear to be insurmountable. Some things can appear to be fierce, scary, but let us always remember that God is with us, and he will give us what we need to get through it and to overcome it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.